Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's a pleasure to be with you today. My website is www.jbsba.com. And when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things you can do there as well, including listen to this show in a replay, in addition to the live simulcast, to this show in a replay. And also, you can hear this interview as well as the last one probably by the end of the day in an archive all by itself, listed and identified by topic and by author, or I should say by guest. I said author because we seem to have a lot of authors on. One of them is a guy named Paul Casey who's with us right now. Paul is the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And he's here to talk to us about five tips for starting a business in 2005. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And your company is called Casey Communication, right?
Yeah, Casey Communications, that's correct.
Why don't you go ahead and give us your website while we're at it?
It's Paul, P-A-U-L, at kccommunications.net.
All right, now that's your email address.
That's correct. Oh, you said, I'm sorry.
The website is
selfemploymentforyou.net.
Selfemploymentforyou.net, all right, check that out when
correct.
You get a chance. Paul, one of the things that I was fascinated when you said you want to talk about five tips for starting a business in 2005. These tips that you've got for us are excellent, and I thank you for bringing those to us. Folks, I hope you'll pay attention, especially those of you who want to be in business. But, you know, Paul, also people who are in business, and maybe it's just not working quite right. It's not happening the way they wanted to. These are some good things for them too, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up and took that angle because, yes, maybe you have been in business for a short period of time or even, let's say, an extended period of time, but you are struggling and trying to get to the next level or so on. And this is kind of what I pulled together in terms of looking at some real solid advice that I think I could provide an individual either contemplating going into business or if they are in business, mm-hmm. some things that they should really consider this year to start off or you know, really in the first month in January or so to really take a look at particular areas that they should strongly consider prior to going into business.
You know, Paul, the Babson College, with a grant from Kauffman, the Kauffman Center for Entrepreneurial Excellence, and another group whose name I can't remember right now, produce the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor every year, where they survey people all over the world. And what they've determined is that 1 in 12 American employees is actively thinking about starting a small business.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I would think that. And I haven't read that and not familiar with it, but I would think yes.
And that may be conservative.
Yeah, that's what I would almost think. And I'm sure on your show and things like that, and I can't say this for sure, but you know, maybe you can tell the audience and myself, is that I think there's a point in time where almost everybody considers it in their life at some point, but whether they take that step or not. And you know, it's interesting, even since we visited last, I've talked to people who have said to me, you know, I wouldn't even consider it because I can't do this, that, and that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they dismiss it out of hand. I could never take that step because I'm too cautious. You know, I like the paycheck. I like this, that, and that. And it's interesting what I've found is that a lot of those people who have been saying that to me are the ones that I think that actually probably would have a higher prospects for success if they did went into business.
Hmm.
They are cautious, you know. They're very cautious people. That's what I hear. Well, I couldn't do that because, and it's because I just couldn't take that giant leap or you know, the responsibility and things like that. Well, you know what? They're thinking it through.
Well, no, you're
they
exactly
know
right.
It's a
they're,
big
they're,
step.
More, they're more likely to do the due diligence.
That's
but,
right.
But at some point in time, at some point in time, if you know, if they don't have a desire to do it. If they can't, if they're not prepared to as my friend Floyd Hertz says this. He says, you know, if willing to risk what you know for what you might learn, you know, if you're not willing to risk that for what you know for what you might learn, then you're never going to do it, and that's okay because we need good employees like that. But
that's true.
But you're exactly right. I'm always worried about the people who are a little too passionate, and they're a little strong on the enthusiasm, a little short on the critical mass.
That's right.
They're the ones who aren't going to make it, probably.
Right.
Paul, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about those five things. And the first one, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little hint. It's going to involve a pencil and a paper. Stand by. We're going to be right back with our good friend Paul Casey, the author of Is Self-Employment for You 22? Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. Paul Casey is our guest. He's the author of his Self-Employment for You, and we're talking about five things that he thinks we ought to pay attention to before we start our businesses, or maybe before we launch out into another dimension in our business, or maybe before we stop. Maybe before we, Paul, maybe these are good tips to pay attention to if we're not as successful as we'd like to be and we're thinking about quitting. Wouldn't that be a good idea to do some of these things? Give us the first one.
Yeah, I think that's a good lead to the first one, actually. To really figure out why you want to be in business, and I'm a real strong proponent that you write those reasons down. It's almost like your bylaws, your constitution. And you have to have, like I believe, three or four at least strong reasons for wanting to go into business other than making money. And to me, if you have that inside you, that when you hit the difficult times, and you will, mm-hmm. you know, it's all about rhythm.
It's automatic.
Absolutely. That's, you know, to program that in, it's going to happen. If you have very strong reasons, your prospects for success will be higher. I know along the way, at least for me and other people I talk to, that when you sit down and you are going and struggling and so on, if you have those reasons, it's kind of like you snap out of it at a point of despair and you go, you know, that's why I'm doing this.
Right.
This is why I'm taking this step out here, and you snap out of it, and then you want to get back into business and get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
My reasons won't be your reasons, and it's like snowflakes. They may be similar, but everybody's reasons are going to be slightly different. Like I can give you one example of my own. And it may be a bit little esoteric to people and go, you know, why does he want to do this? But strongly in my background, I'm kind of an independent person. I guess that's a characteristic someone needs. But I really, looking at life, value freedom of expression. I want to be able to say at a time that I would be able to talk about issues and whatever and not have this fear of repercussions. I wanted to reach a point in life to do that. I saw my father, I've seen other people grow up and go to work, and they're very timid about being able to say what they feel because they have the job and so on. Now, and it's not 100%. Certainly everybody has to have, you know, some conservatism in how they express themselves, but that was very, very important.
Well, and Paul, you're kind of a troublemaker anyway, aren't you?
Absolutely. I have to be a little bit of a troublemaker.
You know, Paul, one of the things – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's just one of my reasons.
One of the things that I wrote an article recently about entrepreneurial desire, and I said this, and I'll see what you think about it. I said that there's two kinds of entrepreneurial desire. One is the desire to do something entrepreneurial, and that arises from being fired, needing to make a living, wanting to make a lot of money, or whatever. And the other desire is the desire to be entrepreneurial, to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
And so what I said was, is if you want to do something entrepreneurial, if you fail, you may be more likely to go back and get another, you know, go get a job somewhere. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, failure is really just something that happens on the way to the next success as an entrepreneur.
I think that's you can put that in this area. I think that's exactly right. I think Yes, failure is a plus in many ways, and that's the way you look at it, because it does build into you. Because if you're a true entrepreneur, I think, and you're doing it on your own, and you make mistakes, you will look at those mistakes as a learning experience, mm-hmm. literally, and you won't make that mistake again. I've had some bloopers, believe me.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I won't do it again.
It's successfully identifying what doesn't work, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
So the,
and
we've
I think
got
more
these...
you do it by yourself, and you're truly making those decisions and not by committee, and you're right. a decisive person, those prospects for success will be higher.
I think the key to the first point, though, that you make is really it's important, folks, that you write this down. Don't just say, don't think of it in your head. Put it on a piece of paper so it looks back at you.
Absolutely, I do. And in my book, in the first part of it, I give my reasons why I did it. And that was one of them. And there was like four other reasons. And
right.
again, Jim, I strongly believe it has to be other than making money.
It has to be. There's no question about it. Because you may make money, you may not make money. The question is, are you happy?
Right.
All right, let's go to number two.
Okay, I would say that developing the business owner's mindset that no matter what you're doing right now, whether if you're unemployed or whether you're working for government, a big business, small business, whatever the case may be, and you're thinking about making this transition into your own enterprise, that you really take a look at developing the mindset that you're already in business.
Mm-hmm.
And that means printing up business cards and putting your CEO, naming your company, not necessarily black and white at that point, but
right.
just put in the mindset that you are the CEO of your company.
Sort of try this thing on and road test it in your mind a little bit, huh?
That's right, incrementally. It's all about the incremental steps you make. I think there's sometimes people take this huge plunge into it, but it's like, you know, easing your way into the water. You know, there is a certain point, though, that you do have to indeed say, I'm going to do this, and that's being the decisive personality.
That's the break point.
That's right.
That's the break point, when you're willing to risk what you know for what you might learn. All right,
that's right.
Introduce us to number three.
This would be, thinking of money, I'm a big proponent of what we just talked about in the others, keeping going into business incrementally, that you keep your overhead low in the beginning. You just don't. Again, a lot of people throwing in a lot of money in the beginning, and they try to do too much, and they end up doing too little, actually.
The thing that really upsets me the most, Paul, is when I hear people say, I want to be in business, and I want to be in business now, and I want to be successful now.
Right.
And you know what I tell those people? I say, whatever you do, do not quit your day job.
Right.
You're not ready.
I would agree.
Yeah. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come with our good friend Paul Casey. After these messages, he's the author of Is Self-Employment For You? Paul, give us your website quickly.
The website is selfemploymentforyou.net.
All right. Stand by. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Paul Casey, the author of Is Self-Employment For You? The book. Paul, tell us where your book's available.
It's available on Amazon.com and at bookstores, pretty much chain bookstores. But Amazon.com is a great way to get it.
Paul, initial E, Casey, C-A-S-E-Y. I encourage you to check out the book, Is Self-Employment For You? And that's what we're talking about, Is Self-Employment For You? And, Paul, we're on number three. You talk about making sure that you find every conceivable personal funding source and also hold your expenses down.
Yeah, I would say along those lines, when you're contemplating going into business for yourself, find every nickel you have that you can put into your business. And I mean go under the cushions in the couch.
Right, right.
I mean if you need to sell a brand new SUV and get a used car.
Right.
Maybe you have to take a second out on your home or you to downsize your home.
How many people do you know who have started a business from scratch who didn't have to do some sacrificing?
That's the word, sacrifice.
Deferred gratification.
Perfect world, and you have to take this. And I think sometimes we live in a society of instant gratification now that people expect everything right now, and I think that's a big hindrance for the mindset of succeeding in business. You have to give things up. And the more money you put in, I guarantee you, you're going to watch that money a lot closer.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, there's some, Jim, that's been going on, I think, and I talk about the society and things like that in general. So I think, you know, people need to go start thinking inside the box rather than outside the box. You know, we always hear think outside the box, think big. You know what? Think big, but act small. I think going back inside the box and starting out incrementally and keeping your overhead low, those are the keys that is going to ultimately decide whether you're in business 5 or 10 or 15 years from now. And what I also have said there is 10-15-year plan. I mean, it's not a 2-3-year commitment right. you're making. This is a lifestyle change.
My friend Mark Allen said his 5-year plan took 10 years.
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly right.
Let's talk about marketing.
Yeah, marketing is an area that...
this is number 4, by the way, folks.
Right. It's an area that, fortunately for me, I had experience in because that's what I do professionally. But I've given seminars, I've talked to individuals, and I find when I have these opportunities, most of the people come to these when I'm asked, and why you're here, they say it's because of marketing. They really don't have a grip on that in a sense, and they regret that. And these are people, Jim, who have been in business. We were talking about at the beginning of the program where they think they understand marketing, but they really don't. I mean, it's more than putting an ad in a newspaper. It's much more complex, and marketing is such a key component. It's the number one reason I think businesses fail.
That's the area. That and not understanding the concepts of cash flow.
That's right.
Those two things, no question about it.
The thing like on cash flow, I think maybe people will succeed in the fact that they don't understand cash flow, and they will appreciate that.
People actually can succeed themselves right out of business because they don't understand cash flow.
That's right. Absolutely. It's so critical.
If you're successful with your marketing and you grow your business, you can literally grow yourself out of business. And that's where those two things, folks, and Paul is right about this. The marketing is not intuitive for most of us, is it?
Right. It's like building a bridge. I mean, I wouldn't think about, you know, Jim, if you had a cavity, you wouldn't come to me to get your cavity
right.
filled, okay?
Right.
And then, you know, if you wouldn't want me to build a bridge, you're going to drive your car over, believe me. But it comes to marketing, it's like I don't think it gets the same type of understanding or it gets the same type of feel that mm-hmm. other professions get. I mean, people think they can do it. I just, when I was working early on in my business, a lot of I did was consulting and marketing for retirement centers and things like that.
Right.
And just remarkable to me that the millions of dollars that someone will put into this building and structure, and then at the very last hour go, well, let's put a newspaper ad
yeah.
and we'll
let's
see
open,
if this
let's
thing
open
is going
the
to
doors.
Work.
Paul, last one, number 5 is seeking out people who've succeeded in doing these things.
Yeah, this is not giving sanction to people who don't know what they're talking about. I mean, you have a lot of people in the early on and all really along your business cycle, your family, your friends, and so on, giving you advice as to what you should be doing.
Right.
And I, you know, I've seen
You're saying find people who know what they're talking about.
Right. Absolutely. Go forth and find the people who are doing what you want to do. Get out, meet them, talk to them, because people want to talk about their business. I will tell anybody anything.
Yeah.
If I'm asked. People will talk about it.
That's right. And they'll also, if you ask them the right way, they'll tell you about their mistakes, and that could
that's
save
right.
you a lot of money. Paul Casey, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Hey, Jim, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Happy
All
New
right,
Year.
Sounds great.
Paul Casey, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.